I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show, Big Issues, Big Gas. We're honored to bring you somebody who is in the center of one of those government agencies, top two or three, that we care deeply about, the Veterans Administration. It's massive. It's a lot of money, and of course, our hearts toward veterans. In Philadelphia today, I believe, the head of the Veterans Administration, Secretary Robert Wilkie, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Secretary, welcome to town. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dom. Thank you for having me.
What are you doing in Philadelphia today?
I'm visiting the hospital, visiting the regional office, talking to the folks who run the national cemeteries here in Pennsylvania, and doing what I was taught to do as a young child and then carried on when I put on a uniform, and that is walk the post and talk to the folks who work with us.
Absolutely. Mission Act is one of the things that I think you wanted to tell listeners about. What is that? Does it mean, hey, the military has a mission, not a job, and that's what
that's
you're up to?
That's right. Well, it's one of those congressional acronyms that means a lot of things. What I try to focus on is the creation of an integrated health network that includes VA, DOD, and the private sector. So in a nutshell, this does two things for veterans in the Philadelphia area. One, it finally gives them access to urgent care across the city and across the eastern part of the state and also in New Jersey. So what does that mean? It's our way of keeping them out of emergency rooms and keeping them out of that kind of stress. So when there's the flu, a sprained ankle, or a cold, they can do what their fellow citizens do, what their neighbors do, and go to urgent care. So that is a huge benefit. And since we implemented this on June 6th, we've seen an explosion in requests for urgent care. So that's a great step forward. But the other thing that it does is that it was done by me with cities like Philadelphia in mind. In the past, there were standards that said if you lived a certain number of miles away from a VA facility and you needed health care, if you live more than 40 or 50 or 60 miles away, then you could opt to go into the private sector. I changed that. Because of places like Philadelphia, and I turned it into 30 minutes because the nature of the beast here, traffic, congestion. Right. I think it's absolutely unforgivable that we force veterans to go past some of the great hospitals in this country, in this city, in order to make it to a VA facility. And by doing that, I've given veterans the option of choosing the private sector. Now, what I will say on the other side of that, Dom, is that we actually have the lowest number of requests among our veterans to go into the private sector because the nature of the military is that people want to be around folks who understand the culture and speak the language. So the option is there, but what I'm seeing is that veterans are voting with their feet to stay at VA.
That's good. That speaks well when you have a choice that you're doing that. Now, I guess it's at the White House there will be this problem, certainly, that is the most monumental, suicide prevention.
Yes.
You're on top of it day by day. It seems to me, though, either we're not hearing as much about it or there has been a good uptick as far as better outcomes at prevention here in the last 3 to 6 months or so.
Well, Let me take a step back. I spoke to the Association of the U.S. Army yesterday at their convention in Washington. And the U.S. Army, Dom, started taking suicide statistics in the 1890s. They've taken them. They've been pretty steady for well over 100 years. And this is the first time the national government has raised the alarm and the flag on this. So what the president has convened is a national suicide task force with Indian Health, DOD, HUD, HHS. And the way I see it going is that we take first a whole of health approach, but we also open the aperture in terms of financial and material support for the localities, places like Philadelphia, the city, Catholic Charities, to help us find those veterans who are outside of our network. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is that 20 veterans a day take their lives. Two or three of them are on active duty. But 14 of that 20 have no contact with VA. And what I am trying to do is raise the profile of the issue and get these folks out there helping us find these veterans. Last thing I'll say, we have never had a national conversation in America about mental health. If I just look at the last tragic act in a veteran's life, then I'm not doing anything of value for the veteran or for the country. If we don't talk about addiction, homelessness, and mental health, and I think this is a very good place to start, because most Americans know what happens when one of their fellow citizens puts on a uniform. And the reason we're important, there was just a story in the Wall Street Journal today about a 56% rise in youth suicides in the country. It's happening all over.
Is there a causality? Do you guys break it out, or you don't, because some of these people are not in contact with the system? I mean, is it a particular war? Is it particular anything? Anything you put your finger on?
Some of it is. Some of it is. Now, the majority of those who take their lives are Vietnam veterans, my father's generation.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a perspective. Lyndon Johnson left Washington, D.C. 50 years ago in January.
Wow.
And these problems have been building ever since. But there's also the natural human tragedy. Give you a quick example. Stokes VA in Cleveland, a 70-year-old veteran took his life. He was facing life-altering surgery. They were going to remove his vocal cords, remove his left eye, and take out his jawbone because of cancer. And he just decided he didn't want to live like that. There's nothing that we will ever be able to do to get our handle on that basic and sometimes tragic flow in human life. But what we can do is that we can start changing the culture once our young people walk into the military mm-hmm. for the first time, and tell them, unlike my father's era, and even unlike my era when I was commissioned several decades ago, that it's all right to talk about these things. That there isn't a stigma when you go to the chaplain and say, you know, chaplain, I feel anxious about these things. And also training our folks to identify problems with their comrades. So that's the first line of defense. And by the time they get to VA, they're already used to the cadence of talk when it comes to making them mentally healthy.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Secretary, thank you so much, and thanks to your people for agreeing to come on with us today. We enjoyed it very much.
Well, I thank you, and any time.
Happy
to do it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.